This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Racial consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9-844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check-in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, there's a new dystopian invention from Panasonic that's basically horse blinders for people.
I've seen these, man. It's ridiculous.
It's a band that wraps around the back of your head and blocks your ears and peripheral vision, so you can only focus on what's directly in front of you.
Thing it, like, so the spin that other people have put on it is like, well, people with like ADHD, blah, 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 as though they're doing some good, right? And the problem is the way they advertise them, the way the company advertised it, was for people in the workplace. So like if you sit at, so right, it's one thing to say, oh, it'd be great for kids. That's not what the company's trying to sell. The company, by its own admission, is like, hey, man, you work at a computer desk.
Y'all cubicled up now?
I mean, my God, man. That's like office space on steroids. I mean, think about it. You're just sitting, you're just working a normal job. You're sitting
at your
desk.
Well, maybe it just has to do with like everything's open.
Maybe. What do you mean?
It's like it used to be like cubicles or whatever, but now everything's open. It's hard not to concentrate. Right. Like, you know, I'm just sitting right next to Miles. It'd be hard not to.
I can't see right now. I'm wearing my blinders.
Police in Nova Scotia got a call earlier this week from someone who saw two suspicious women go into their neighbor's house. Turned out those two women were house cleaners who went to the wrong house.
I thought you were going to say prostitutes, and like the guy got busted.
House cleaners.
Yes. What makes a suspicious woman?
You don't know them. You know they don't live there. And I guess we have to ask, well, wait, though. I mean, did they leave their house unlocked? Because if you have a cleaner, I think you'd give them a key, right?
Right, or leave it unlocked.
So if it's the wrong house, and they got in anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Like, your neighbor's house.
I don't know. It's just been a long few months. Like, you see some women sneaking into my house. Leave them be.
They can have guns and everything. So they don't call the cops.
There's two ladies in here.
They're cleaners. A man broke into a shoe store in Virginia on Sunday and only stole right shoes, which has actually happened in that store before.
This dude is still at it.
Yep. This time police caught him and they found his stash of right shoes at his house, plus a sweatshirt that said, quote, call my lawyer.
Well,
he's facing several charges.
Maybe eventually he was going to go back and steal all the left shoes.
Maybe he's just a right shoe bandit, Ted. We'll never know because I'm not working on it. A 14-year-old in Texas is being called the El Paso Ferris Bueller after he disabled his mom's security cameras last Friday and stole her BMW.
Okay, I'm down with that.
There's a video of him, of her chasing him down and hitting him with a belt on the side of the road.
He stole his mom's BMW, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Technically, Ferris Bueller stole his buddy's dad's car.
That's right.
Well, she chased him down, all right.
Beat
broke
his
out
ass.
The belt, huh?
Oh, and there's like a friend in the car, somebody who's laughing, filming the whole thing, like, and she just opens the door and just starts beating his ass with it.
I'm just playing a little Profile This in my head. I know what it's not. So I know guess what, either black or Mexi on that.
I know what it is.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of Beamer was it, Mike?
What kind of Beamer was it?
Looked like a 5 Series.
Forget it. You're not working on it.
Attaboy.
Thanks, Toga Man.
Getting you on. That's right. We're in a pride. A 34-year-old woman in Pennsylvania is donating one of her kidneys to a 63-year-old retired teacher that she never even met, even though he's a huge Penn State fan and she's a huge fan of their biggest rival, Ohio State.
Maybe it's an infected kidney.
Oh, that'd be sick.
Yes, Mike, it would be.
Here, take my kidney.
Yeah, you can have my kidney.
It is funny how sports works in our world. Is that right? I read that same headline. It was like Penn State fan gives Ohio State fan kidney.
Meanwhile, the guy from the Chiefs is like, that dude threw a beer in my face.
Right?
She's giving them kidneys.
Or it could just be like, guy gives random stranger a kidney.
Right. And
it's already a great story.
Why do we got to drama it up? Like
I'll tell you why. Because if I decided I was just going to give my kidney to a complete stranger, people go, man, that's really kind. Then I find out, say, they're a Steelers or Patriots fan. I'm like, deal's off, brother.
Right. Can it go to someone else? I still want to donate a kidney, just not to that guy.
Just not to him.
Not to that guy.
Can you imagine if they came to you and asked if you'd be, you know, you're up for donating a kidney, but then every time someone came up for it, they'd ask if it was okay to let them have it?
What's their name? Oh, God, I hate that. It makes me think of my ex.
Exactly.
Mike, would you give one to a Niners fan?
Of course I would.
All right.
Because the Seahawks have been tramping the Niners for years. A new survey asked people for their favorite place to grab food late at night. And the top five are...
Neighbor's Fridge.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's not a bad guess.
Jack in the Box.
Jack in the Box, not a bad guess.
Those are my only two. Waffle House.
Taco
That's not
Bell,
a bad guess
McDonald's,
either.
Wendy's, Jack in the Box, and Denny's.
All good calls.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they just have the best hours if you want to eat late at night.
Exactly. IHOP makes the list. The late night places do. Waffle House.
I think Burger King's closed like at a normal time.
In-N-Out Burger's not on there because of that. There's a number of them that could just close, and that's it.
Yeah, it's at late night. I got to say, though, Taco Bell, I don't know if it's just because of their commercials. To me, I feel like they have cornered the late night market.
And Jack in the Box.
About to say, Jack in the Box has that late night menu.
Yeah, but I feel like Taco was the OG of saying, look, man, we know you smoke weed. We don't judge. Honestly, like, we get it.
We're going to give you a lot of food on the cheap. Come on in. Sunday is International Nacho Day, and according to a new survey, 81% of people say they love nachos.
I think they misunderstand what the day is. Like, the idea is on, so you said Sunday.
Right.
I would walk down the street, bitch slap a complete stranger and say, it's Nacho Day.
Just 0.5% hate them. And 3% only eat them when they're drunk.
I think 100% of 3% always eat them when they're drunk.
Correct.
I mean, look, I like nachos as it is, but that's one of those holidays. I'll be like, dude, it's a holiday. We gotta get these nachos.
So Merry Christmas.
Yeah. And plus, like, how do you hate nachos? It's chips, cheese, beans.
Right. Like, this is a safe bet.
Right. There's something on there you like. Children eat nachos. You don't have to, like, get anything you don't like on here.
1 out of 5 Americans say they now work remotely at least a few days a week, according to a new survey.
Good for them.
I do. I checked out here hours ago.
Yeah.
I've been already begun.
Right? We're all at our houses now. The best parts of that life are more flexibility, no commuting, and fewer distractions.
Why do they think you have to explain that?
Right?
Home? Okay, well.
I can be in my comfy chair and still do my work.
Right. In my underwear, comfy chair.
My cat.
Yeah, like I always say, like this day and age, like there's a lot of people that can do a lot of stuff from home.
Right.
And be productive.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. Just sitting around watching Netflix and sports.
No chance. No chance.
The average person says you're officially middle-aged when you hit the age of?
50.
45.
45 Thrill?
Yeah, 45.
Miles Thrill, you're the closest without going over 47.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. The number one sign that you're middle-aged is when you start noticing a lot of coworkers are young enough to be your kids.
But that's not how you notice. You notice and you're like, wow, that's a really attractive.
Know when they come and go, Dad?
Oh, God.
Trust me, I'm getting there.
We've already seen it.
Yeah, there's a couple of people I'm just like, you're how old? 2000 what?
Yeah, man, that's a weird one.
You don't know the 90s.
In the year 2000. Right?
A school cafeteria in Nebraska served chili made with... kangaroo meat last week.
Bonus.
Good news. Lean and delicious.
Got a bunch of kids sick, however.
Oh, it was bad meat.
The school wound up firing their head cook and promising parents that they'd never serve kangaroo again.
Is that big of a promise? I mean, is that big of a promise? Hey, apparently we want to apologize. So you know what? We talked about it. We're not going to serve kangaroo again.
Right?
Well, Jesus Christ.
Thanks.
Okay.
Kleenex is now rebranding their man-sized tissues after people complained about the name.
But I use Kleenex for my man-sized mess.
There you go.
If you follow what I'm saying.
Oh, God. Is that why it's
man-sized? No.
There is no chance that Kleenex called their man-sized Kleenex man-sized because guys clean up their masturbatory mess afterwards.
Next, we're going after Hungry Man dinners. Hungry Man...
Whew. All right.
Yeah, I mean,
you ever had a human witch?
Man, you can't have anything. I know that's one of those things too. Like, I don't know that you need a man size Kleenex, but on the same time, like, who gives a crap if it's
called
a man size?
It's no longer going to be the man witch.
That is the one.
It's the human witch.
It's the human witch.
And on average, men are just bigger. That's why it's dangerous for women in the world.
sexist, Ted.
Right, that's exactly it.
You're right.
A Southwest flight was diverted after
frustrated sexist over here now.
A Southwest flight was diverted after an unwanted game of footsie.
Oh, that sounds gross.
Yes, it does, Ted. Yes, it does. A company in the UK is rolling out a brand new clothing item just in time for winter.
What's that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
And Steve with Thrill Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Edward. Welcome to the men's room.
Yes, sir. What's up, bitches?
Hola! All right, Eduardo, you understand how this here game is played.
I sure do.
Fantastic. Here is your story. We go to a bowling alley where the bowling alley employee, he was punched, kicked, hit with a bar stool, and hit with a bowling ball after telling an unruly group that they had to leave. Now, police are trying to identify one of the attackers, and they released video of the assault. But they say the people were bowling at Apollo Lanes about 12:45 or so, when they created what they're calling a disturbance, and they were asked to leave. Now, several members of the group surrounded the counter where the employee was standing. One reached over the counter and punched the guy in the face. Another stepped behind the counter, began punching and kicking the employee in the face and body. The first attacker walked behind the counter, picked up a bar stool and hit the dude on the head. Then he picked up a bowling ball and smashed it on the back of the employee's head. Again, because he said, hey, a-holes, you need to go. Now, the employee is a 28-year-old guy. He fell to the ground. The assailants continued to kick this dude in the head before they finally started fleeing. The employee was taken to a hospital for treatment. Detectives have identified one suspect, but they're looking to identify the man who hit the employee with the stool and the bowling ball. Question is that suspect black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
I believe he is white.
You believe white?
White.
Do we have any location here?
Man, I'm not sure.
I know it's called Apollo Lanes.
It's called Apollo Lanes, but it's in a town called Roseville. And I'm not sure. I know it's in the States somewhere.
Okay, so I think I'm going black just on the Apollo Lanes.
Apollo Theater,
Apollo
Creed.
Apollo Theater, right, Apollo Creed. I mean, the only Apollo thing...
Apollo Ono.
Yeah, like there just wasn't a black astronaut on the Apollo.
Yeah,
but
so
other than that...
Or the ship, you know what I mean, whatever.
Yeah, but other than that,
I've
Apollo,
seen the movie, I know, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking white. I don't think a black man would have to beat him with a bowling ball or a bar stool.
You want to say final answer is white, Edward?
Final answer is white.
We're going to find out if the assailant was black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Profile This. Of all places, we end up at a bowling alley, which is usually a fun time for everyone, right?
Well, not this time.
As an employee who asked a group of people who were becoming a little bit rowdy, he said, hey, man, you guys just need to go. They were not happy with that. They kind of jumped over the counter. One guy punched him in the face. Another guy jumped over the counter, started beating him, kicking him to the head. When he got down, one guy took a bar stool and hit him over the head. That same guy took a bowling ball and hit the guy in the head.
All of this unnecessary, but I think we can all understand why they were asked to leave. But the question was, we asked you, Edward, did you believe that this assailant or assailants were black, white, Mexican, or Asian? You started with white, you stuck with white.
Oh, sorry.
Black.
Apollo.
Ted throws his hands up in victory.
Yeah, like, come on, man.
So this place, Roseville, what was the name of it? We weren't sure. Roseville. All right, so during the break there, a bunch of comments came in and just said, Roseville, Michigan, black. Dude's like, I'm from there. I'm okay, telling you right now.
Yeah.
He's like, I know that bowling alley. I know where Roseville is. He's like, there's...
How was the surprise?
Is the surname Rose kind of like the heights?
Yeah, like an east, northeast, if you hear heights or...
Or terrace.
Terrace.
Yeah.
Terrace is a big one.
Mm-hmm. Right, put it this way. If you can find MLK Boulevard, Heights and Terrace, you're going to be right off of it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's everyone's code for black neighborhood.
Hills sometimes. So, ain't no views. Certainly ain't no vistas of no views.
No.
Yeah, when you hear vista in the middle of the city, that's a project, bro. There's no vistas in the middle of a downtown somewhere. You know what I mean? Your vista is the parking lot of a 7-Eleven. Yeah, you're in the hood.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
This is unbelievable, man.
Same time, same channel, baby.
Every day at this exact time.
It's funny. I just noticed it as the intro was playing.
It just happened.
Yeah.
Happens every day. Same
the
time.
Sun, we're facing east, but the sun reflects off of this building. And
there's a skyscraper on with a hill. It's got this window on it, and it reflects right into Ted's eyes.
But it happens at this point. It was not happening when you heard the beginning of this segment. Give me, it was only, 15 seconds?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It happens every day. The whole studio lit up.
It's like sundong.
Which is soak it all in.
Precursor to phone dong.
Well, I don't want to say I'm special, but you know.
That is. It's like little baby Jesus.
It happens
night.
It's almost like
about TV.
You know what else it is? It's almost like the sun rises in Seattle at about, like in the afternoon every day that it sets.
Right.
It's unbelievable. This is when we get our window, though.
The city's covered in fog, but somehow that sun.
Yeah, exactly.
Facing the wrong way is still reflecting on me.
Right. For 5 minutes, we get a break.
I feel like Mufasa talking to Simba.
Oh, that's right. That's the same.
Wherever
we're talking about yesterday.
Yeah,
I was saying, like, you talking about that thing yesterday that we eat?
The Mufalada.
Mufalada.
Did you really call it Mufalada? By the way, real quick, Lion King, did you see, saw this picture float around the internet today?
I retweeted it. It's awesome.
It's weird. All right, so the still you always see from Lion King is what Baboon Dude is like holding up Lion King.
Yeah.
Was that the song?
Yeah.
Yeah, like he's holding him up over a cliff like Michael Jackson did with his child over a balcony. But he's like, here's your new king. And then there's a picture, man, of this monkey doing the exact same thing. It's kind of creepy.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about the remake of The Lion King.
No!
It's like Seth Rogen. Who's my guy? Donald Glover.
You didn't see the picture of the monkey.
No.
It's got its kid.
Well, dude, it's Disney. They take everything from real life.
Yeah, because it was holding a lion and everything. Yeah. Just saying, it was crazy.
All right, so if you like college football, one of the best things about college football is College Game Day.
Sure.
I've loved it for years. Frankly, like, Lee Corso, I think, kind of, you know, when he started putting on the mascot heads or whatever, like, it was kind of a thing. And you got to remember, like, there's a lot of these shows now that go on the road and stuff. But, like, College Game Day, I remember it being one of the first shows where, like, they would show up every week in your town, and it was a massive deal, right?
When they showed up, if you were lucky enough to have them show up, that means you're pretty good.
Right. So you've got to be good. For instance, College Game Day has never traveled to College Park, Maryland for the University of Maryland. There you go. Right. So, right.
Scott Van Pelt works for ESPN.
Yeah.
Right. I think you'd have some pull.
But it doesn't matter. You got to be good or you got to have something. So before I even move to the Pacific Northwest, there's one thing you will notice about College Game Day is the Washington State Cougars flag is always there.
Yeah.
Now, it's been there for, I want to say, like a ridiculous amount of years. But how it started, I didn't know. And it's pretty interesting. How it starts.
Good morning outside Samuelson Hall, looking across this beautiful scene on the Commons here at TCU. Thousands of people, hundreds of signs. But in this spectacle, there has been one constant for more than 14 years across more than 25 states on more than 40 campuses. One particular school's flag has flown. One. Why? What for? How? I guess there's one simple answer. It's a Coug thing. How does tradition happen? In this case, stitch by stitch.
I got a pattern from just an internet. I decided to make the cougar head face the same way, always to the right, no matter which way the flag is flying.
Tom Pounds, a Washington State alum, first flew his flag, now known as Old Crimson, October 4th, 2003.
I just happened to be in Austin, Texas. I'm almost 6'7" in shoes, about 240 pounds. I did get a lot of strange looks, and I flew the flag. That's how it started.
2003, he starts this, right?
Like 15 years.
Right, so every week now, either an alumnus of Washington State or a supporter of Washington State, maybe a townie like me, a gutter. Another deep reference for you.
Yeah.
They send it there, right? And they go to the Men's Room Facebook page. You can watch that whole video. And they document some of the challenges. College Game Day once was on an active aircraft carrier, right? So they couldn't really, right. It was tough, right? There's been other times where, like, it showed up late or something, and they flew a kid down, a student down from Pullman to show up with a flag. So, I mean, the dedication to this, like, it seems like kind of a fun, cheeky thing, but it's
but
like,
it takes effort.
It takes a lot of effort.
Hell yeah, it does.
So finally, this week, they're going to show up in Pullman, Washington, where the Washington State Cougars, their home.
They should have no flags.
Out on the Palouse. Well, that's what's crazy, too. Like, just look it up, man. The whole town has gone insane for this. I mean,
Well, that's kind of what they're known for.
But you know, like, when buses show up with players, you might, like, smack the bus or shake it or whatever. Like, the crew. Just like the editors and stuff are showing up in game day buses, and people out in Pullman are like rocking them and slamming them and stuff.
In my mind, Pullman is known for two things, other than the city itself and
Bush
partying
beer?
And drinking and all that. It is known for the fact that that flag always flies.
Correct.
And it's also known for the fact that no matter what happens, Mike Leach will give an entertaining press conference.
And keep in mind, in these Washington State fans' defense, they have been terrible over the years. And I'm not saying that to take a shot at the Cougs, but just to prove the dedication. Like, they've had some terrible winning percentages,
yes.
And they still show up every Saturday at whatever game day is and fly that flag.
Last few years, they've been rocking. One Christmas, I was down in San Diego, and they're playing in the Holiday Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, hell, man, let's get a ticket and go. So me and the wife get on the train, go over there. Man, you want to talk about a great party. God, oh. I mean, even on the road. You know, it was just, I mean, you looked in the parking lot. When we were on the train, and the entire parking lot was nothing but Wazoo fans in RVs, Winnebagas, grills going. I mean, it looked like it was a party. It was a party of barbecue and just grilling and fun.
Right. Well, that's the thing you got to keep in mind with college sports, right? Like, a lot of college towns, you know, like, I grew up in a metropolitan one, but a lot of them are out basically in the middle of nowhere. I mean, when you talk about Mike Leach, like, Lubbock, Texas, where Texas Tech was an outpost. People didn't go there to play football until he showed up and turned it into a real program.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of crazy. Another thing people love nowadays, besides college camping, is just basically like Netflix, right? So this is kind of a funny list of 12 things kids are missing out on because of Netflix now.
Okay.
All right, so what do you think about this stuff, right? When you were children,
running home as fast as you could to catch a TV show, is that one of those things? Because I would run home to catch Batman, maybe.
You had to.
Just saying simple things like they don't know the high-stakes adrenaline of running to the bathroom during a commercial break and hearing somebody scream, it's back on!
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What was I going to say? So also, when you went to pee, remember when you used to have to save your seat?
Yes.
Because somebody, I don't know how your family was. My brother or sister would always take my seat.
Oh.
Somebody else's seat is always better, too.
It's the grass is always greener theory, right?
It is. I like this, the high stakes game of finding a blank tape 2 minutes before you realize it's on and needs to be recorded. I felt really old today when I told somebody me and my buddy Bernie used to tape Seinfeld so we could rewatch them back.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was glad when they introduced the VCR.
And if you can get that timer to work, you're
a kid,
miracle worker.
We didn't have that option. Not until about, as far as just mass production, we were probably young teens. So, if you were not present when this show was on, you had zero chance of ever seeing whatever happened.
I remember, and this will really date myself, we bought our first VCR at an Errol's.
Damn. Makes sense, right?
Yeah. And I remember my neighbor, the fireman, had the Betamax. And he was like, I don't know. I think you should have got the Beta.
I'm going to tell you right now, man. When I was a kid, I was a massive Kiss fan, all right? 70s is the perfect time. So they put out Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park. And this is a lead up to Halloween. My friend, Scott Forsyth, I still remember this. He had a birthday party that weekend, and it was a sleepover. And like 8 of us stayed over. But the night we spent the night there was the night that Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park was going to debut on TV. And for a kid like me at the time, this was the most important thing in the world.
Sure.
But I went to his birthday party. They took us to a big haunted house. It was pretty cool. Like, it was a fine night. But by the time we got home, Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park was no longer on. And when you don't have a VCR or on demand, like, it was just one of those things that I had to accept. And trust me, as a child, this was almost crippling to me. You just had to accept you're not going to see Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, it was devastating to me.
Right, like
Scott Forsyth.
Yeah, like if you missed Charlie Brown Christmas, you had to wait till next year when it was back.
You got a year to wait, brother. That's it.
Also, I like this to say things kids are missing out on by growing up in a Netflix era. You miss one episode, you're basically screwed.
Yeah, you don't see it until they show the reruns in the offseason.
Right. Power goes out.
Done. Hey, you know, man, also, like,
Right? If it's a season finale and the power goes out, like,
you're done. I mean,
you
don't
see that thing for months.
It's about an appointment, too. Like getting home in time for dinner. We're eating dinner at 6. You need to be here. If you needed to get home to watch that show, you needed to get home.
Yeah.
Or you're just going to miss it.
Yeah. Flipping other channels, hoping you could get back in time. That also helps with remotes. But even I remember as a small child, you had to stand up and turn the knob.
Mm-hmm. Those trying days.
Right? What if the phone rang? You know, like, you didn't know who was calling. It was always exciting.
And the difference was, back then, when you had a landline, you couldn't set, like, right now, I think you could put it on, like, it rings however many times before it goes to voicemail. Then it rang until they gave up. So if someone knew you were home, it might ring 17 times. Right? Yeah. I mean, there was nothing. You could turn the ringer off, you could answer the phone, or you could try to ignore it. Those were your options.
Yeah. Some of the other stuff on here is kind of simple. They're just saying, like, the TV Guide wasn't on your TV. Like, people read TV Guide and stuff.
Yeah, so yeah. It was an actual publication.
I also remember, like, with my grandma, like, if you were sick or something, you got to watch game shows during the day.
That's the only time I saw Price is Right.
Well, Price is Right, but I mean, I felt like there used to be, like, two Jeopardies and two Wheel of Fortunes. Like, there used to be more game shows, I feel like, during the day. I don't think they do the daytime
game
show.
We had stuff like Joker's Wild. Wheel of Fortune apparently has been around since we invented the wheel. Jeopardy was a little later, but I remember, like, Joker's Wild, what was it, the Match Game, a couple other things that, you heard about them all the time, but you never saw them unless you felt like crap and you could stay
home. Plus, a lot of our shows we watched growing up were single episodes that kind of stood on their own. So, like, if you watched Three's Company, it didn't roll over to the next thing. Exactly.
Right.
But you'd run home to watch General Hospital. Because the shows that are on Netflix and other shows now where you need to watch them in order. You need to be there. You could miss a day or two, but you still need to get home if you like
miss
the show.
3 years.
I think Stranger Things, but like every show rolls into another show. That was the same way as soap opera.
So nowadays we have binge watching, right? But do you think people watch more or less TV? Because back in the day, you had to be there and you had to watch it at the time. But now you can kind of put it off and do other stuff.
I think they do less because when the show is over after a half an hour or an hour, it's over. And unless you like the next show, you're really not obligated to have to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can binge watch, now I can go 3 hours, 4 hours deep or do the whole season in a night if I wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I would assume you would watch less because there's less options.
Yeah. This one's a little bit old, but it's kind of funny. I often mess up a lot of words. Different presidents have been known for it, but this one Trump did just has had me laughing. I've been waiting to play it. So here's Jimmy Fallon kind of goofing on Trump a little bit.
And while he spoke at the UN, Trump talked about working with the president of Colombia to stop production of cocaine, but he sort of misspoke.
We look forward to partnering with his new administration to eradicate cocoa production in his country. Too many people are going cuckoo for cocoa. Too many people. Yeah. People said it's cocaine, not cocoa. And Trump said, wait, what have I been snorting? Wait, what have I been...
I mean, obviously he meant coca.
Oh, my God.
But just, I don't know. That one had me dying. God. And I like that he's so serious. Stop coca.
Stop
coca.
The chocolate. No more chocolates.
Yeah, either that or he's talking about the movie, which people love. Not as good as Shrek. Throw, don't give me that look. We all recognize that. But yeah, either way, I don't think Coco is a threat to us.
I don't think he knows.
We're going to stop the rest of their Coco Beware from ever performing again.
Nobody liked him anyhow.
Ice-T's wife, he was the worst heel in the history. I talked to Vince. He said, no more Coco Beware.
That's a dangerous Coco.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Mike, schedule your headlines coming up here in minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Parents get upset when they find out that, their kids were served kangaroo chili at school. Meanwhile, a Tennessee couple visits 6 Disney parks on both coasts in one day, which is actually pretty cool. Kleenex man-sized tissue deemed too sexist to blow. The 9-year-old Girl Scout selling cookies outside of a dispensary in Canada. She's raking in the dough. And mechanic for president's helicopter fleet gets caught up in pesky meth bust. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
Our top story in the UK. A company is rolling out the newest cold weather clothing craze. You've heard of mittens. You've heard of earmuffs. Now prepare yourselves for... nose warmers.
They don't got one to fit me, Mike.
They come in all shapes and sizes.
No,
Miles,
I doubt it.
They're just neither your shape nor size.
They're being released in a couple of materials like fleece, wool, or faux fur, and they basically look like an eye patch that you wear over your nose.
Take a scarf, pull it up.
There you go.
Right.
Jeez. Wear a mask. That's all you gotta do. But hey, they're gonna sell them because it's hip.
A nose warmer.
It's cool. You know,
no, it's not.
We're gonna see a lot around here, man. I know it.
I hope not.
You what?
Right, if it's that cold.
I don't know.
In other news, a man in Florida was arrested on felony. Just can't you?
Yeah, I just can't. Like, that seems so stupid. No. I get, like, putting something over your ears, but you got, like, a beanie on, like,
right.
And then thrill straight. If it's that cold, you should have on a damn scarf or a, what I always call it, baklava, but that's not what they're called.
Baklava. Baklava. No, I know what you're talking about. That you would wear if you're hiking a mountain.
Yeah.
It's called, yeah, exactly.
It's a balaklava.
Balaklava.
Balaklava. Okay.
It's delicious.
The baklava.
Yeah, I like the chocolate version.
Put a baklava on your nose. Put a little pastry on my nose.
Get a little. Everything's good and warm.
Don't
mind. Flaky.
In other news,
like the skin on this nose.
A man in Florida was arrested on felony charges of robbery after a Cinderella-like situation. The victim encountered the man at a party where he was beaten with a handgun and robbed of his backpack.
Just like Cinderella.
Gold chain. Phone. Geez. Jordans and his grill. A woman that was at the party had received the phone from the alleged attacker and gave the info to police. It was later learned that the accused sold part of a grill to a pawn shop. Police retrieved the grill from the store and took it to the victim, which proved a perfect match. The man was then arrested.
Just like Cinderella.
That's right.
There's a bit of a pistol whipping, and then
they find their evidence by matching up the teeth.
I was going to say, if you stole somebody's grill, it'd be pretty simple. Like, yeah, right. This is mine.
It fits, dude. Ta-da! Dumbass.
Yeah.
Probably.
I was out of my mind because my nose was cold.
Nose warmer.
Dead bites.
Probably my favorite headline of the day. Quote, man sues Tesco for race discrimination after colleague farted in his face.
If you don't drop a racial epithet there, I'm not sure exactly how that. Although
he's not mad at the guy. I mean, he's mad at the guy. He's accused. He asked the company to investigate. He says they didn't really, so they are racist. And we're like, no, it's because no one investigates someone farting in your face.
The man claims that the farting amounted to bullying, and he was targeted because he is a Muslim.
Oh, okay.
He's also claiming that the company did not investigate the situation adequately, and there will actually be a hearing in a few months because he's suing.
Doesn't this go back to what we always talk about, Thrill? Like, why do you have to, like, it's a crime, it's a horrible crime either way, not the farting thing, but crimes, like, I don't understand hate crime. Like, so is it better if I kill you or murder you for a jovial reason?
Right, like, well, you murdered him, but you also got, like, okay.
Right, I don't want anybody farting on my face, period.
Right. How about we just don't do that?
Or in case.
Hey, easy, guys, easy.
All right.
Let's be good to people.
You still fart on other people.
More proof that people should buy dash cams. A woman had to check the footage of hers after she noticed her Porsche was missing a quarter of a tank of fuel after dropping it off at the shop.
Mm-hmm.
The woman
also
had,
somebody took a ride.
Correct. The woman had dropped it off for steering issues and noticed a sizable amount of gas missing, so she checked her dash cam footage. It showed that the worker had taken her car up for a joyride, reaching speeds of up to 89 miles an hour.
89 miles an hour?
The woman informed the police and the worker was fired. She says that she doesn't even want the car anymore after it's been sullied.
Yeah, man. Don't worry. We'll take great care of it.
You think he was jamming this?
How many times are we going to come back to this movie today?
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
All right. You have to yell at me, dude.
Sorry, man. I'd move on, but Miles is having too much fun just listening to this song.
This is a short version.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A man from Tennessee planned quite the 10th anniversary adventure for he and his wife. The journey started by visiting all four Disney World parks in Florida before hopping on a flight to California, where they visited the two Disneyland parks, completing the task of seeing all six.
I cannot
Disney
believe
parks
they did
the
that.
Country.
I did Disneyland in one day and did not have enough time for both parks, in my mind, on the park hopper.
You basically got to go in there and say, yep, so, here we are, and then leave.
So Ted, that means all the Orlando, so that's the Magic Kingdom,
Animal Kingdom,
Epcot, and there's one more, right? Isn't there, like...
Yes.
The animal?
Is it just called the
water
Disney?
Park or maybe
the castle
or the where they have the movies and stuff?
MGM Studios?
Maybe that's it.
Where they have
all
the beer?
That's
the
Universal.
Magic Kingdom.
Okay, all right.
Well, there's MGM attached to the Magic Kingdom.
And then
Kingdom.
They fly over here for what, Disneyland and California Adventure?
Correct.
All right.
Hop on Soarin'.
They did it in 20 hours.
Oh, that's the right ride too. Speaking of flying, yeah.
20 hours?
20 hours they did this. Start to finish.
That's what I'm saying. That's impressive.
Damn. Other people spend 20 hours just standing in line to get on one roller coaster.
Right.
They had the hopper pass.
I wonder if that works.
Get to the hopper.
Seriously. If you're going to go, don't waste your time.
Well, no. I mean,
unless you live there
pass.
Next door. You know what I mean? Like, if you go there for a vacation, do that.
Yeah, man. We saw it happen in the States. Now it's happening in Canada. After the legalization of marijuana, a young entrepreneur saw opportunity. The young girl is in the Canadian equivalent of the Girl Scouts and decided to set up her shop for cookie sales right outside of a dispensary.
Right.
The idea was a hit. The young girl completely sold out of her stock in a mere 45 minutes. That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the random question. Question, your guess is as good as mine and whatever the hell else we do.
Yeah, who the hell knows? We'll figure it out. But until then, we be all about this match. So next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.